You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and tonight I've got a special guest interview with Cashmaster. So many Cashmasters. A straight alpha male known as Master Randy. This is another requested interview. I've been following him for a while, and it seems like he's fairly successful. The interview took a few unexpected turns. I must say that this was one of the more revealing interviews that I've had, and I must say that Master Randy is very honest and blunt and very open, and it was a pleasure to interview him. So I hope you enjoyed the interview, and here it is.
Targets acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Hi, everybody. Now I've got Master Randy. Your Twitter handle is, let's see.
It's Cashmaster Randy, you're awesome, motherfucker.
You're awesome God, right?
Yeah.
Cashmaster Randy, at Cashmaster Randy is your Twitter handle.
Right.
Yeah, so I've had a few requests from faggots. Yeah. From a few faggots of yours, and recently I heard that you had started a podcast, so I got to listen to that. So I thought it would be good to bring you on, and now that you're doing that, first of all, what made you want to do a podcast?
I guess because, like, everyone that's been speaking on, like, as a Cashmaster, they've been speaking on the fucking scene. What the fuck? Who the fuck gave them validation? You know what I mean? Who gave them the card to fucking, to speak on us, for us? I mean, no. I just don't think there's anyone out there that should be speaking on the scene. And I don't know, you know, like, felt like it was my time to step up. But I've been wanting to do this for a while now. And, as you know, some of you may know, I've been going through my sobriety, recovery to sobriety, and I just thought it was a good time just to, like, kind of give myself something to do.
Okay.
And just kind of keep myself busy, you know? But that's the real reason, you know?
Okay. How long have you been sober?
Fuck, it's been over 2 weeks now. I stopped counting because I was like, why the fuck am I going to count if I ain't going down that same path, you know?
Exactly.
But it's been over 2 weeks.
What led to this idea of sobriety?
Shit, a lot of things. I mean,
you hit rock bottom or something?
Well, rock bottom to me, you know? I mean, I had a fiance, okay, and then she fucking left, and then, then I fucking just, like, I don't know, I just saw myself, like, just slowly, like, you know, we had fat cash that had saved up, and I was just like, fuck, you know, even though, like, I was, you know, being a functional user, but, I just saw myself doing that, like, I don't know, just my shit, everything was falling out of my hands, you know what I mean? Like, all the good shit was just falling right through my hands, and I just got tired of it, I guess.
Okay. What time frame are we talking about? When did you break up with her? And
that was probably like late January, around my birthday shit.
Okay, so a few months, and you just started drinking a lot,
or I was doing drugs. I was doing drugs. I was doing a hard drug. I was using I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not trying to beat around the bush or anything, but I was using meth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now did you start using meth in January?
Nah, this has fucking almost been like a year and a half that I was doing this shit.
Oh, gosh.
So it was a while, you know, like, you know, I go hard in everything I do, so, you know, the drugs wasn't, you know, an exception.
Right.
I still smoke weed.
Right, I can see that. So how did you get into meth? Because I'm always kind of curious because there are no good stories that come out of meth. It's all bad. Like,
yeah.
You don't hear, like, they did meth for 3 years and then they won the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, like, you know, or became president. So like,
I'm gonna become the fucking president of you faggots now.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you.
I don't know if there's. I don't know what that validates.
Sammy the queer. But mm-hmm. So you said, how did I get into it? Well, I mean, I was actually, so this dates back to like when I was living in Orange County, and fucking Southern Orange County. It was a nice hot spot and shit. But I just got into I've been taking Adderall since as long as I can fucking remember from a doctor prescribing everything. But I don't know, I kind of like the feeling. I guess I got used to it, and then you know, like this was probably back in 2019. I started heavily using coke. I was spending like fucking $800 to fucking $1,200 a week. And I was just fine. Yeah, so it was what? Anywhere from fucking, what, 1800 to 2400 a month, you know, on coke and, on cocaine. But, I was just using a lot, and I was justifying it because, you know, like I was like, fuck, I ain't gonna sleep on this fag cash, you know? And I had to keep up with some of a lot of fags that like were using, and they're just draining, and they're draining. If it ain't gonna go to me, it's gonna go to the next, you know?
Right.
So then I was using heavy, and then I, you know, had a fag that's been serving me forever on, online. And then he, you know, kind of like, he was a little ways away. So he decided, you know, he wanted to come by and fucking clean up my place and shit. So then, I'm not going to drop no names or nothing, but, he came by, cleaned my place and shit. And then like, he was a user of meth. And, he kept like kind of just like saying like, hey, why don't you fucking, you're spending way too much on fucking coke, you know, like. You should use this, and it kind of, you could take one line and last like 6 hours or whatever, this and that. And then, I guess I kind of just, you know, kind of fell into it. I was like, you know, I'm wasting way too much money in that. So I fell in that stupid fucking trap.
I see.
And, you know, one thing led to another, and then I started fucking using it. Then I don't know, one day I was just like, kind of like, oh, I wonder what the fuck happens if I smoke it, you know? Whenever you're snorting it. And I kind of just, I don't know, you know, like, there's not really a way that I can explain how it happened. It just kind of just, you know, fucking falls on my lap, I guess.
Yeah.
And, then I moved out towards, the desert, which fucking, if anyone was aware of, you know, like, Southern California, it's kind of like where all the fucking meth users, you know, end up.
There's a lot. I mean, it comes up from Mexico and stuff. And so.
Right. So yeah, that was that. And, I guess I just kind of, I don't know, I kind of liked it, you know, and I just kind of used it for like work, you know what I mean? And I guess I was pretty good at hiding it too, because most of my fags didn't realize I was even using. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is.
I guess it kind of begs the question, and this is going to sound judgmental, I guess, but.
No, like, go for it. I don't care.
Well, I mean, how alpha is it that you get hooked on drugs? Because
it's a powerful alpha's, thing.
Don't you? Well, it is, but. The fact that you give in so easily to those weaknesses, that's...
We all have our fucking vices. We all have, you know, like...
That's true, sir. That's
like,
true.
I mean, every single one of us in the scene is... They're all fucking fucked up and twisted. We all got trauma. And I think, you know, not that I think. I know that I was using the drugs to just kind of cope with, like, what I had, the feelings that I had. This goes back to what I said before, was like, you know, like, it's not hard to fucking kick the drug. It's not hard to kick the fucking habit. It was hard as fucking feeling all those emotions at once. You know what I mean? And like anyone could say whatever the fuck they want, but listen, any fucking alpha knows that they got feelings. We fucking were people. That's we're just better at fucking handling it. And I guarantee if any fucking faggot was in my spot, they'd be fucking hooked still. Took a lot for me to fucking. I mean, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Shit.
Possibly the faggot that got you hooked on meth or influenced you to get hooked on meth probably still using meth.
Fuck, he fucking passed from it.
Oh, he did?
He just recently passed. Yeah, supposedly. Oh. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Gosh. He OD'd. So yeah, that's another reason why I stopped too. I said, holy fuck, I put the brace on that shit. I said, nah.
How did you
at the same time
listen to this? You died.
I'll tie right now. So going back to what you said though about like how alpha it is. Mm-hmm. Well, how alpha is it to fucking be doing the drug or anything and still being a functional fucking making money, all kinds of shit. Like what the fuck, you know? Like I got a fucking roof over my head, fucking bought my condo. Like what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I was still doing everything else. You know what I mean? Like even with that, a lot of people can't. They'll fucking collapse.
Does your mom live in your condo?
I just fucking had her move in, yeah. Because I was going through it and shit, and I was like, damn, this woman fucking, you know, she was like, I'm not leaving unless, you know, you're sober. And I was just like, fuck, this lady fucking took care of me and put up with my bullshit while I fucking was, you know, being at my worst, coming down. Right. So I was like, shit. And she wasn't happy where she was at. She don't own her, like, property or anything like that. So I was like, why don't you just slide over here, you know? Come live with me. She said, yeah.
That's nice.
And I mean, everyone always needs a woman in life, you know?
No. Maybe
like,
not.
You know, like the touch of shit. Well, you guys are faggots. You guys are.
I mean, I love my mom. You know,
yeah, but gay guys.
But I don't want to live with her. I can tell you that.
That's you though, you know.
Yeah, man.
Me and my mom are cool. My mom goes with people.
All right.
A fucking stud.
So, how long were you with the girl that broke up with you? How long?
We were like, I don't know. I guess it wasn't that long, but we knew each other forever. You know, like it was kind of like. I don't know, something was, yes, sounds like a little cheesy, but meant to happen. I was with her for a year, a little over a year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, but like, I've known her since, like, I don't know, like 7 years when she was a fucking kid, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it just broke up quickly, and that was it?
I guess it was kind of like it was a slow burn, but yeah.
Mm.
It was like at the end, you know what I mean? Like, she just couldn't handle it, and like, it's stupid to say, but like, that stupid bitch fucking, no, I'm not even gonna go there. Anyways, yeah. My bad.
I don't mean to bring up bad stuff, but
nah, it's just like, curious. You know, like some women like that's all I gotta say. Like I'm pretty like some women can handle fucking, you know, like the pressure, and some women can't, you know. And subs, like 100% subs, like I love me a good slut, and I love me a good sub. So you know, a lot of them can't handle the pressure, you know, so they dip out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, faggots are kind of hardwired to handle any of the bad stuff that alphas have in them, you know?
Right. But some can't. That's not true.
Well, I mean, yeah, but are they really faggots? I mean, that's another question.
Well, like, look at you. You have on your site, like, fucking a billion different ways to call a faggot. You got, like, an alpha fag or some shit, right?
No.
Well, no. What is it then? What's your
fag? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I separate alphas. You know,
no, I remember that.
Sub alphas, apex alphas, etc.
You have alpha sub, and then like a faggot and an it, huh? So how you do it?
Well, beta, faggot, object, basically.
But, yeah, there you go.
But I just feel like faggots are faggots, you know, and I don't. I used to when I was on Tumblr years ago, some of the alphas used to irritate me. They thought it was funny. They would call me Lord of the Fags because I was like, I had all these faggots that were following me, and I was like counseling them and stuff. And so they used to joke. They call me Lord of the Fags, which bothered the hell out of me. But
why did they bother you?
Because I don't feel like faggots should be elevated above each other, you know.
Oh yeah, they're all the same. I see what you're saying. There's no hierarchy with the faggots.
No, exactly. We're just born to serve, period, you know. So
that's right. That's right, fag.
Alphas recognize hierarchy much more clearly, I think, than faggots do. I mean, faggots see men in general as just superior. But between alphas, they recognize.
I think fags have a hard time kind of like distinguishing, like there's like a hierarchy between them. Because what about like a straight guy? Or like, no, I'm sorry. What about like just a gay guy that like is just not a faggot though? You don't think that's a thing?
Well, I mean, gay males are separated by an alpha and beta, just like any other.
Right.
Like a straight guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, any straight guy that's not an alpha is a beta. So, gay guys, there are gay alphas out there for sure, and then there are gay betas, and then there are faggots, you know, which are a separate thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I got another thing to like kind of mention, I guess, real quick. So I was talking this with fucking Steven Draba, but he was I was saying basically like there's a lot of fucking fags, gays, whatever, that both gays and fags that were straight, but then at some point they're just lame, you know what I mean? They can't get no pussy, they can't get no bitches or nothing like that, so they're just gay by not by choice, you know?
No, that's not true.
Come on, motherfucker! You know those fucking fags in high school. All right.
What?
No, I'm saying, like, you know those fags in high school that didn't get no pussy, and, like, they're just like, oh, I guess I'm a fag, you know?
No, that's, no, sir, that's not how it works. I mean, they just, basically, straight guys that can't get pussy, they turn into, incels and start shooting up schools and stuff, apparently, so.
you're spending so much time on Reddit, motherfucker.
Well, no, it's the truth, you know. No, they don't just start going gay. Like, they don't decide, oh, I think I'm just going to turn gay. You're
God
born
says
this
otherwise.
Huh?
God says otherwise.
Does he? I didn't know that.
It's looking at him, motherfucker.
But, so, let me ask you, when did you first come to understand the purpose of faggots?
Fuck, the purpose of a faggot? I would say, like, I'm going to be honest here. Like, I would say that I still didn't understand it even after I found, you know, the scene.
Findom?
Okay. Yeah, exactly, Findom. I would say that, like, I still didn't really understand. Like, maybe I think I did, but I didn't really, like, fully understand it to, like, the same complexity that I do now. But
okay.
I would probably say I was, like, fucking, I was, like, 18, 19, probably.
How old are you now, sir?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Yep.
So, 18, 19?
Yeah, maybe even a little later. Like, I was probably barely starting to realize, maybe. And by the time I had it fucking solid, and I understood this shit inside out, it was 2021, for sure.
Okay. So, I didn't realize that you'd been involved in Findom that long.
Oh, hell yeah. You don't know about me? Shit.
No, well, that's why I'm interviewing you, sir. So, what was your first exposure to faggots?
Like a real faggot or like a cash fag?
Either one. I mean.
All right. So I guess like I didn't realize it. Oh shit! I said this in my podcast, but I didn't realize. Did you watch it or listen to it? Sorry.
I did. I did.
All right. So want me to go at it again?
I mean, I for my audience who hasn't listened to your podcast.
Oh my bad. I got you. So so like 7th, 8th grade, probably what? 14, 15. I didn't realize at the time, but I had my first cash bag, but I would say 16. We'll just go with that. Fucking I went about, me and my brother are just, you know, I have a twin, right? You're aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically just wanted to make money, you know what I'm saying? Like, So we go online. Like, no, it didn't really start that way. We were on bodybuilding.com and we were just looking at shit. But there was people saying, like, calling other people faggots, like P-H-A-G-G-I-I-T, whatever it was, O-T. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, like, flexing for cash and shit. No, they were talking about flexing for food. And it was, you know, it's kind of like a bodybuilding thing. And me and my brother weren't big or anything, so I knew that they fucking like fags. I mean, they're like twins, right? And fags love fucking twins.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
So I was like, all right, you know, so we started, like, browsing around. And I think, like, this point, everyone had, like, Yahoo pages or Yahoo groups, whatever it was.
Right.
There was like a page right there, like that was like, I think his name was like Foot King or something like that. What it was? He had a page and you can basically like get shouted out on him. And so he, you know, we sent him some pages or whatever, and he like even wrote something about us. And so it was cool. Next day blew up and kind of like, you know, we put our Skype and it was like, if any of you guys have that shit, it was a double masters, double Z at the end. So basically that we just kind of just took off and started learning about like faggots and shit and how like they're weak for feet. And we kind of were like, that's how it first started. It was nothing about just feet. It was just all feet. There was nothing really, like no talking really. They just wanted to we'd mute them fucking mic sometimes, you know, like fuck you guys or just take pictures. And like, it was more like, honestly, at that time it was more like just the straight, like they wanted to serve the straight.
Pictures.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you don't put it doesn't seem like you use a lot of pictures on your Twitter feed.
Don't need to. Like,
no, okay. Well,
I'm just kidding. I'm fucking around. That was like arrogant. But, I mean, I don't really try to, like fucking go and do that. I mean, like, I'm me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't try to do anything too extra, but you're right. I kind of go more like based on like just tweets, like what I'm thinking in my head and the stupid shit that comes across my head, you know?
Okay. Do you do, like Skype drains and things of that sort? Or?
Yeah, I like TeamViewer. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Okay. No, right. Yeah, of course.
right.
So, do you do a lot of meetups, like in person?
Well, I did until recently, probably. So I started doing my recovery, but, I would say probably like one, oh, fuck. You know what? I lived with the fag. I had a real time, real time fag or a domestic fag, whatever you fucking want to call it.
You did.
Yeah, I used to fucking, I used to.
How old were you?
How old was I? This was like recent, like fucking, from when I was like, how old was I? I was already 21, so 21 to like 24?
So you lived with a faggot that served you that way?
From 2014 or 15 to 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty advanced. Let me ask about that, because that's interesting, because you're a straight male, you know, so right. What was it like day to day owning a faggot that lived with you?
So he was more like my fucking, he was more like a cash fag, you know what I mean? Like, he was like the kind of like the reason why I fucking saved so much fucking money at the time.
Oh, okay.
So he would pay the bills and shit and all that crap. He was really into like just serving a straight guy, because like he didn't want no drama. He was like, right. You know, like dating gay, like, you know, you just fucking, or even having a roommate with a gay, like he was like, there's just too much drama. He wasn't gonna live with a fucking bitch, obviously, with a female. So then, so I guess like a day to day, like, oh fuck, I work a night schedule, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So usually, like, say if it was like Sunday, I'd probably wake up in all that reasonable time, but I'll go over there, fucking take my morning. So we had a two bedroom, two bathrooms, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, and they were like across from each other and shit. So I'll go over there and fucking in the morning, go over there and go to the bathroom, his bathroom.
Wait, across from each other. What do you mean by that? Like the apartments were across from each other?
I was living in the same apartment, but there were two rooms, right?
Oh, two rooms.
And the middle was the living room, right?
I see. Okay.
So I felt like I wish, I'm like, imagine you live right there upstairs. No, I'm gonna live upstairs above the fucking fags. So I could be like all out all night, fucking kicking and shit. So
the faggot was living across the hall from.
Oh me, yeah, so he was living across. Yeah, you know what I mean. So it was cool though. So I wake up in the morning usually and just fucking go over there and take my morning piss. And sometimes I would just like hear him say like, turn over, like, oh fuck, master, you know. So I would go over there, give him his morning dose or whatever, fucking, and then usually by the time like I would hear the shower turn on, I'd be like, oh, this motherfucker's over there fucking jerking off, huh? Go run down there, fucking catch him fucking sniffing his poppers and shit. I'm like, get another fucking whiff, just pop him up real quick, fucking do something stupid, fucking put my fucking foot in his face, fucking put a sock in his, get some poppers, put some fucking popper juice on that shit, put in his fucking mouth, get him nice and high before he gets to fucking work, and then he fucking comes and he's fucking motivated to make my money, you know? Anyways.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So he would take off and shit. I would go to class. And then on, I guess on the weekend, I would fucking, you know, just chill with him and shit. Like, fucking, get a popper. I would go out to eat and shit. That was cool.
And then I'd pay.
What the fuck? Of course.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fun. So he paid everything. Like, fucking, I had it worked out. Because, you know, an old cash bag, they don't fucking, why bring in the same shit? So I made a fucking textbook, and it was basically just a game. So whatever fuck I wanted. So like, if I got a fucking loogie somewhere on him, and it was just like up to me, right? So if I just was happy with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like jerking off and shit, just fucking bit of fucking loogie, you know, with his mouth open and crap.
I see.
But
So
I would do some shit. So I'd be like, for piss, would be like, you know, $20, fucking whatever, fucking if I had fucking nutted in a fucking rubber, I would fucking wrap it up, fucking just charge him whatever I wanted for that day. But I had like the rules set up, and then I would write the tax, right? So it was a debt book.
Okay.
So I'd pay rent through that, I guess, you know? Okay. But,
interesting.
Never did.
So you,
And rape him that way, you know?
And what?
And rape him that way. Like, I would have buddies come over and shit, and we would just rape his ass, play the game, master game, and I would just make a game.
Oh, I see. So you had friends that knew he was a faggot, your faggot, basically.
Yeah. Everyone knows I do this shit, so like, kind of like, if they're my friends, they're like, they're,
I noticed you said it to your mom that you were talking to me, a faggot, and like, I thought, oh, he's
talking. Yeah, my bad.
No, it doesn't offend me at all, but like, just the fact that you said that to your mom, it was just very open that, hey, I'm talking to a faggot, you know.
Yeah, she knows. It's like, I noticed that, like, a lot of people, like, they do whatever the fuck. They're, like, those OnlyFans masters, right? They go and, like, kind of, like, I guess, like, you know, kind of, like, say, like, oh, yeah, my family knows, but, like, to what extent? I think, you know, what the fuck? I don't care, you know? Like, I'm super open. Like, I told my mom I was fucking doing meth. I'm like, I didn't stop. She's like, okay. You know, like, there's nothing that surprises her at this point.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing this since fucking 15, 16. So imagine, like, you fucking, you know, she finds out about that when I'm 17. I'm like, she's like, oh, my God. But it goes away after a while.
Yeah, right, exactly. So when you had your friends come over to do that with your faggot, so your friends would come and feed the faggot their cum?
Not like necessarily.
Or piss?
I'd be like piss or like spit and shit or fucking, like sometimes I'd be like, hey, just leave your socks there, bro, and I'll send you fucking $50, right? Like leave your socks, like, because they'll spend the night or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get fucked up and just like pass out on the couch and then wake up in my bed and tell them like, hey, like, leave your sauce, I'll pay you $50 right now. My faggot, and then my faggot would be paying me $100, you know? So, sorry guys, if they listen to this.
So you're upcharging.
Fuck yeah.
It's the slut tax,
right?
Right. Tax. So your friends would piss in the faggot's mouth?
Nah, I'd put it in fucking, we get red cups, like solo cups.
Yeah, right.
My faggot would just drink fucking beer like that, you know?
Oh, I see. Did you ever piss in the faggot's mouth?
Yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Oh, he's my faggot, you know? He was my faggot, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't allow them to do that?
I mean, not that I was opposed to it, but I was just like, don't even do that, it's not your fag, you know?
Oh, get your own faggot.
Exactly, shit.
Did any of your friends get their own faggots after they saw you with yours?
Yeah, actually, yeah, yeah. I got two of my cousins in it and shit, so they're in the scene. They're floating around. They're just afraid because they know they're fucking. I don't know why. They're stupid. That's what I'm going to guess.
They're afraid of what?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know whether they're afraid of becoming the fucking man, you know? Part of the fucking, okay. I don't know. I just got cousins that are kind of weird like that. They just want to stay low-key, you know? And I understand that. They're afraid of, like, coming out.
As an owner of faggots, basically?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not that way you're thinking.
Right, exactly. How did you feel when you gave your faggot your cum? Knowing that it swallowed your cum and stuff.
I would wait, so he would, like, take off for, like, a weekend or a week for fucking work, right? So I would just, like, if I had a nut, And there wasn't a bitch there to fucking swallow my fucking nut. Like bitch, I mean like female. Then I would just nut in a fucking, you're making it obvious. So I would nut in a rubber. But usually like if he was there, I would just nut on like the fucking, on the floor in the bathroom. And then just like tell him, hey, there's a surprise for you inside.
Oh, okay. So, and he would just lick it off the floor?
Fuck yeah. And pay for it.
And then pay for it.
Yeah. I did it to the fucking book.
But I guess my question is like, a lot of men are, I guess, proud of their cum. Their cum means something to them, you know, because it's their seed, right?
They're my babies,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So when you come on the floor and have your faggot lick it up and he's taking your seed into him, do you think about that on a kind of a, on a level, like you're feeding the faggot your cum, the seed of yours.
I think even more is like a, go ahead.
And knowing like the power of cum, like cum has properties in it that are unique to you. So the faggot's imprinting on your cum, you know?
Right. So I always thought of it as a gift, you know, like fucking gold. But I never thought of it as far as like, as deep as you fucking just mentioned, but I would always like fuck around and just be like, because that hasn't happened in a minute, but just like fucking you know, you're getting all your fucking essential vitamins, you know, vitamins and minerals right there.
Sure, so, well that's definitely
it's alpha shot right there.
Yeah, it's definitely nutritious, but like in terms of just symbolism, you know, like
it's gold. I just like said that right now, like, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
The thing of it as gold, but not like you thought of it as fucking far deep in, like, it's your DNA, you know, like,
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is. I know, I get that, but I never thought about that, you know?
I mean, if you think about, let's imagine, okay, that you fucked your faggot and came in your faggot, your cum would go directly into that faggot's bloodstream. And,
I mean,
yes, it goes through the walls of the, faggot's pussy and goes directly into the bloodstream. And so your cum would be in the faggot's bloodstream where it would affect the chemical makeup of the faggot.
Damn. Fuck. I mean, shit.
Holy it's God. Very, it's a very powerful thing when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Now I'm like, fuck, holy fuck. I fucking wasted a bunch of them on fucking some stupid faggots, you know, and some stupid hoes, you know, fucking sluts.
I mean,
wasted a lot of fucking nuts on the ass, you know, fuck, just on the butt cheeks, you know, like, come on.
Right. I mean, that's gold. You're just, and you're wiping it off with a towel and like,
washing yeah, huh? It. Fucking bitch should have fucking sucked this
shit.
You
get some Kleenex and just like, yeah, but right. Yeah, I mean,
oh, you make me cry a little bit. Fucking. Oh.
Well, you got plenty more between your legs.
Yeah, I'm still young. Young fucking bull.
That's right, sir. So, yeah, that's interesting. But I mean, I must commend you honestly because that's a big step. A lot of alphas are not willing to, particularly in the FinDom space, where, I mean, there's a lot of fakers and a lot of guys that are just trying to get quick cash and get out, that kind of thing. Yeah. And, like, to take that commitment where you're going to live with a faggot and have the faggot serve you,
yeah,
that's a big step, honestly.
Yeah, I had a more recent one, too. Like, it wasn't really a – actually, it wasn't a FinDom type of, like, deal. Like, it was kind of more like he was just a fucking he was just a fucking gimp, you know? So he did things for me that were, like, time-consuming and shit. And, like, at the end of the day, that's money, you know?
Like the, a domestic faggot.
Domestic faggot, yeah.
Okay. So you owned a domestic faggot, living domestic faggot, too.
Yeah, well, I had a live-in one, and then that one actually had a partnership. He lived in the same city as me, but it worked out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your live-in faggot do cleaning, cooking, all that stuff for you?
He did cooking. Yeah, he was cool like that. A fucking career. Like, he didn't like try to like fucking hire a fucking chef or something. But but cleaning wise, he cleaned for me like on like daily, like kind of like a light clean, and then he got a fucking cleaning lady, you know? She was chill as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she was fucking dyke, so I was like, fuck.
Oh, okay.
I've been nailing her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your theory is that everybody just changes teams all the time, so maybe you could have changed her to a straight woman. I don't know.
Who knows? I would get enough dick.
They don't. Yeah, right. Maybe, but it doesn't work that way, I'm afraid.
Look, so. I think she just spent too much time in the fucking in prison, you know, the Pinta.
Oh, I see.
She looked like it. She was wearing all white and shit. She was cool, anyways.
Okay. So the faggot did do some amount of domestic work too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, like, of course he fucking cleaned up my fucking toilet perfectly with his fucking tongue.
Oh, okay.
But like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, like. Fucking, I don't know, like clearing up my fucking desk or something like that. He would do that, like, yeah. Like, I'd be fucking fucked up and then I'd wake up and there's like fucking, that's why I'm trying to stop drinking right now, but, there'd be like fucking 4 or 5 cans just chilling on my fucking desk, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Whatever, you know, like a little fucking, little shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. So, where is this faggot that you had now? I mean, do you talk to him? What happened to it? Did you
I fucking dismiss him, motherfucker. I think he fucking, I don't know. I think he was going through with his fucking partner or some shit, but supposedly he's fucking dead. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he OD'd. But I'm
You have way too many junky faggots.
I know, huh? That's what I've been trying to get away from. But listen, I might be in denial stage, but I don't think he's dead, so, you know?
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
I ain't worrying about it.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of other faggots to serve.
Right. Shit. But nah, he was pretty well trained, like, before I even fucking got to him, you know? So that's what I liked about it.
That's great. How old was this faggot?
You know, faggots always be lying. He says he was fucking 50, I think 53 or something like that. But I think he was more like fucking closer to the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? We can't trust that, you know?
As long as it serves, right?
Yeah, exactly. I looked at his ID too, and I was like, "This looks like a fake fucking ID."
Okay.
Should have seen that shit. That shit was classic. Anyways.
How did you meet that living faggot?
Which one? The first one?
Well, the one that was living with you for 4 years.
Well, actually, both of them. I met on the same thing. I was on masterscash.com. Shout out.
Okay.
But one of them was just like a fucking MC whore, and then the other one was. Actually, no, that one was from Dominance, I think. So my first one was from Dominance.co, and he just hit me up like fucking, yo, master, like I'm I had just broke up with a girl too. He's like, hey, I'm in OC, I'm looking for a real time master, and I was like, all right, cool, like fucking, I forgot what I said. I think I just fucking shot on my Skype, and then he hops on Skype like within like a few minutes, this is all happening. And, he just asked me, like, what's your Google Wallet? And I was like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, when you get a fag like that, I just love that. Like, I don't care how much it is, whatever. You just ask for that shit. That's how it should be. First thing you say, you know? After that, after tell me what he wanted. So he's like, whatever, fucking, what's your Google Wallet? And I sent it to him and he shot me a good amount of money. Can't remember how much, but you know, at the time I was like, oh yeah. And yeah, and I called him right away off the bat, on Skype, and then he kind of just like, you know, he just wanted to guess to check me out, see if I was real. And I was like, yo, what's up, hey? Like, where you stay at? Fucking Orange County. He told me where. And, yeah, we met up, I exchanged phone numbers with him, and then we met up like a couple of days later. And then the other one, fucking, yeah, I told you already, MC, I've been knowing him for a while, so like longer than that first one. I've known him as long as I can fucking remember the same shit, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've never used a faggot sexually, I guess, so.
I mean, I had a few drunken nights, but that's it, you know?
Oh, okay. So, you just throat fucked them or something, or what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
okay.
Just like you said, you can't change the fucking sexuality. Right? You're all joking about
course,
it. Like,
no, of course. No,
I've tried it. Been there, done that, you know?
Exactly. Right. I mean, like, this is one of the biggest misconceptions I think that straight men have, is that they think if they have a faggot suck their dick, they're going to be gay. It doesn't work like that.
That makes the faggot gay.
It just makes them more submissive, I guess. But
makes the faggot gay too.
But right, I mean, for a guy, it's like to a straight man or a straight alpha, it's like fucking a pillow or a fleshlight. Guys just like to stick their dicks in things and get off, and so. And faggots are good cocksuckers. Faggots are good cocksuckers.
Is the fucking aesthetics of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's only so much porn can do.
Sure, exactly. I get it. I mean, but did you enjoy getting your dick sucked by a faggot?
I was fucking high, so what do you think?
Well, I mean, they're
pussyless, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Sure, right. I mean, I get it. I'm not judging you at all. Look, on my website, I have chronicled lots and lots of straight alphas that have used faggots. And in fact, most of the alphas that I've ever served were straight, you know. So it's a reality, you know. It's time to kind of get that out in the open because people need to understand that this is a real thing that happens, you know. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out on your fucking, like, what you're doing with the fucking website and shit. It's pretty good. I mean, not that I've listened to a bunch. I'm just not really, like, one of those ones that I'm more of a doer, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a listener. So, but
I get it.
I've had some people, like, send me your stuff, and listened to a few.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, honestly, if I fucking either A, read more or listen to more podcasts, I probably would. I don't even listen to podcasts at all.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
This is my TV right here, you know?
Exactly.
I am the TV.
Yeah, I mean, the website is enormous at this point. I mean, it's been 6 years. And...
Oh, you know what? I was in your guys' Discord.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. At some point. I fucking lost track of that Discord, though.
Yeah, I mean, I closed it down and restarted it.
Oh, that's what it is.
Under new management, let's say. So it's pretty active, honestly. We could always use more alphas, you know, so.
I'll check it out again.
There's tons of faggots there. There's tons of cash faggots there, so you.
Yeah, I remember I hopped in there, and I don't know why I didn't go back, but, I guess it's like sometimes I feel like I got too much on my hands already, you know, as it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But fucking, I was on there, and I remember there was a couple fags that more than a couple fags. There were some fags that I fucking, that have been serving me and shit, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Okay, here's another question I had about the live-in faggot. You didn't put that faggot in chastity.
Nah, you know what it was? Because, like, honestly, like, I don't know why. I fucked up, I think. You know, we live and learn. But
maybe.
I think at the time I fucking – I tried with the second one, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta give credit for that. But this fucking – the first one I was kind of like, okay, this faggot – like, she's going to be too fucking horny, and I'm not going to do anything with him, you know what I'm saying? So, like, mm-hmm. I was like, listen, he's more motivated when he drinks off, so we'll just keep it at that. But I should have. I don't know why I didn't.
Well, maybe you were young, too young to really get it, you know what
right?
I'm saying?
Right, and I feel like a lot of times, like, once you start something, it's kind of hard to go back on, especially with, like, something like that, you know? Like, the dynamic that's going on.
Right. I mean, I
can't just be, like, all chill and shit and then be like, hey, motherfucker, you know, you got to fucking start checking in every day and shit. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, you can.
You're the alpha,
you can make whatever.
You're right, but it kind of gives for like, then you gotta fucking, well, I mean, on my end, I'm thinking about.
You have to retrain it.
Yeah, basically. And like, and then that's, it's hard to break fucking a fag that's already been trained for something. It's hard to break habits.
That's true, but it can be done.
You're done, but something like, for me, like, I'd rather just replace it. I got a new one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a boom, get the fuck out of here.
Like, yeah, like you need to change, you know, washer blades.
Boxers and shit, man.
Wiper blades on your car.
More often than that, like a t-shirt.
A t-shirt, yeah. The alphas in Canada, the three alphas in Canada, straight alphas, that own live-in faggots, just like you did, but they have sex with their faggots. Those three alphas.
Are they penetrating though?
Oh, absolutely. But
okay.
Day and night. Day and night. They're fucking their faggots.
Jesus, this guy's got a fucking, they got a fucking, a sex drive of a fucking donkey shit.
They do.
Like
and they're, well, and then they've got
girlfriends.
Are you
still certain of that?
Then they got girlfriends on top of it.
Their girlfriends are cool with that?
Well, there's been a struggle with some of that, but they're.
I would be like either pussy.
But they're very, they're very.
Some pussy.
Well, sure. I mean, they love pussy, but they also love fucking faggots because it's a power thing, you know. So
if I could never give fuck no one in the ass again versus fucking having some pussy, I'd rather pick the pussy all day long, or even head or pussy, or like some fucking pussy.
I understand. Well,
and I know that's a you know, it's uncommon, unpopular opinion.
No, I don't know if it's that unpopular among straight men, but. It's not popular for me.
Most straight guys would be like, nah, really get some head, bro.
Who, me?
No, that's how straight guys, like,
oh,
every
yeah.
straight guy
oh,
that I know, but always like, oh, I'd rather get some head, bro, fuck that. I'm like,
right,
fuck,
right, right.
A little pound, fuck, let them know what's up.
But here's the reason why. Girls don't suck dick very good, okay?
That's their
problem. If they do it at all. And so,
you take what's yours. That's the fucking beauty of it. You don't let her fucking give you head. Fuck no. I can tell you, I can count on one hand how many times I loved a female to fucking suck my dick. I fucking fuck it. I'll fucking throw fuck that. You know? Come on, I'm being serious. I'm not even lying. I got something interesting with me.
No, I'm not saying you're lying.
But you're like,
No, I was just going, But the fact of the matter is girls can't handle.
They can. I've seen it.
But they just
teach them.
Guys,
you gotta teach them. Just like you train a faggot, you gotta train a girl a little bit more. You gotta be a little bit more loving and a little bit more patient. But don't learn. That's always trainable.
It can be, but girls they just don't want to do it if they don't have to.
I feel you, Sam. I'm not disagreeing with you, but like that's why I only date fucking
stuff. But that's the reason why guys, they focus on head so much because they don't get it the way they want.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah. I guess so, I've been lucky then. I've been blessed. I just teach them.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So in terms of FinDom, what is we're going to go into a little bit of financial stuff. So what is the largest single tribute that you've ever received?
When I first started, it was ridiculous amounts, right? I'm not kidding, because, like, just because of the fucking... I can't even tell you. Honestly, with, like... All right, I'm going to say... All right, I don't fucking know. That's the thing. Single tribute? It has to be over, like, fucking $6,000.
In one tribute.
Yeah, and then when I split up, because we were still the gods, right? That was my little thing, right? Then, like, with the gods... I don't know, 25, around there. 2,500.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like even recently, I've had it like over a G.
Oh, really? Okay.
How
much would you say that you? What was the most you made in a year?
You're talking about Fat Cash, right? The crypto coin.
Well, just crypto coin. I mean that.
All right. Let me.
Fat Cash.
Fat Cash. Okay.
Are you invested in crypto?
No, I was kidding. I don't even know. Yeah, but cut that part out. Fuck. I guess, like, thinking about it right now, I don't know. Like, in the first month of 2018, I got a thing from fucking Google saying, like, you've made over $20,000. So, like, what is it called? The 10, whatever the fuck? It's not 99, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, right.
I'll probably say over 6 figures. Like, this was probably 2018, 19. I swear to God, I was making more than my fucking fag that was a fucking doctor. Yeah, but, yeah, I say, like, my best years are probably, like, over six figures. And then probably like without even fucking
doctors really, are making probably $200,000 a year or something like that.
I mean, yeah, or granted, I didn't make the fucking this more than him in the fucking whole fucking 12 months of fucking the year, but like there were some days I was like, you know, like some months I was pulling more than him.
Right. Okay. So like roundabout, what would you say? So $100,000 a year in some years,
or in a pretty decent year, over 100.
Okay.
And then like right now, like I'm kind of just kind of taking it slow since COVID hit. Honestly, it's not even me taking it slow. Since COVID hit, it kind of took a little toll. Like I'd probably say this year I'm probably pulling like 60-75.
Oh, okay.
I've been kind of slow though too. I mean, I haven't really been grinding it out.
You have not been. That's true.
Yeah. So like, I mean. Fuck. I don't know. I should look at last year's numbers. I can probably get back to you on that one, but I would probably say, fuck, I don't even know. I can't even put a number on that. Over 75?
Okay. Well, that's a significant amount of money anyway, but, you know, even if it was an off year for you, that's still quite a bit of money, so.
Right, yeah. It's not bad. I mean, fucking, the scene's been nothing but love to me, you know?
Right, exactly. It seems like it's been a lot of love for a lot of alphas in the scene. So,
the scene's blown up. I don't know. You said you were from the Tumblr days, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Sir.
So like, it's definitely like there was only a fucking. There wasn't that many of us doing this shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One that I can remember just from like way back, I guess. Like not way back, but like. There was a couple of names like that I'm probably not gonna mention now. Benny, you know what I'm saying? But like the ones that are big on Twitter, I guess you would say. The only ones I can remember from back when were, I think Caden Golly was coming out. And he like hit me up for a phone, you know, for something.
Okay. But, yeah.
That's the only one I can think of right now, you know, like off.
Yeah.
The kind of OnlyFans kind of thing.
Right. Now Caden Godley is trying to pretend like he doesn't do FinDom and he's making
bullshit.
Money.
He just made it.
I
could do the same shit, but I fucking am addicted to this shit, you know?
I know. What do you mean he made it?
There's just gonna be loyal fags forever.
Yeah. Right, I know, but like, he's trying to pretend like his idiotic t-shirts are making him lots of money, but it's not that at all. Like,
I've seen them, they're stupid. Come on, bro, don't be lying.
Right, exactly. They are stupid.
Okay, his mom or his girlfriend or someone's probably like, you need to stop that.
Well, like, probably.
I did. I fucking bought a fucking business, you know? I don't know. Maybe he's trying for tax purposes. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like, because I think there are some alphas, straight alphas, that are looking for the cash, and then when they get to a certain point in their life, they just want to get out of the scene and not have it be a part of their life anymore. Is that something you're trying to do?
Nah. I mean...
Do you always want to have faggots?
Who knows? Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see at some point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to fucking pay for someone to fucking take all my fucking presents off the internet, try to, whatever. Or just like delete everything and shit, but I'm still going to have like fucking, my kids are going to have fucking uncle and fucking whatever. Uncle, yes, the fucking girly ones, but they're going to be fucking around, you know? The fucking fag uncles.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
So you'll still have like live-in faggots and faggots that serve you.
I probably have like fucking local fags, you know.
Like local faggots that come and serve you in some way.
I'm not gonna have fucking kids and then have a fucking faggot living in the same household.
Right, I understand that, but like, I guess what I'm saying is they'll be around though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I would get rid of my online presence and just go fucking do what I do, you know.
Okay.
Like always
kind
gonna be
low key.
I wouldn't say low key, but yeah, I guess. But like, I just don't want like, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't see myself like being like, hey son, look it, this is my online presence, you know? Like, I would just be like, nigga, fucking use some of these guys with me, you know? Like, you know?
Right. Would you teach your son or sons or whatever about the use of faggots?
Hell yeah. I'm just like, listen, I ain't paying for your school, motherfucker. Here you go.
Okay. This faggot is paying for it.
And then if I have a daughter, I'm like, I'm paying for everything, baby girl, don't trip. Mm-hmm. So fuck it, who cares?
Right. And then you could like have the faggot kiss your feet in front of your sons and they'd learn about
IRA. I'd be driving, I'll have a fucking butler. Be fucking driving.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, Hey, this fan's going to pick you up from score, right, dude? Don't punk his ass out too hard.
Well, hopefully you have alpha sons and not faggot sons.
Come on. Yeah, hopefully I can have a fucking male, huh? That's just saying.
Yeah. So,
even if he was a fucking gay, he would be a fucking alpha gay. I don't care, you know what I'm saying? We're in 2021, nigga.
I understand. That's fine, I guess. The gay alphas are just like straight alphas. They look at faggots and use faggots just the same.
Let me say something. I wish I was gay.
Yeah.
Way more money. No, honestly, I'd be making more money and I'd be like fucking less fucking problems in my life. Shit.
I don't.
And I problem pussies, all of them. Fuck.
In the FinDom space, I think that straight alphas have a massive advantage because faggots will pay lots of money to straight men.
But not so, the gays. I feel like there's some gays out there that are fucking killing in the game.
I agree that there are a couple that I can think of right off the top of my head that are making a lot of money. But the straight alphas have an almost immediate advantage. You know.
Yeah, so. I guess what you're saying, like, it's either gay or straight. Like, that's what a lot of people don't understand, huh? How come people I'm not even going to say no names, but you already know who this is. The dudes are, it was Alpha God or some shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Comes on your fucking podcast and says, you can cut this out if you want, but, he says some shit about fucking, not using the word faggy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talking about, he's claiming himself as Cash Master on his Twitter, checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? The whole point of it, in the beginning, as far as I'm told, cause it was, this fucking scene was living even far past what I've even fucking experienced, but
faggots have been serving alpha since the beginning of time.
But I'm saying as far as like FinDom, okay,
FinDom, right?
And for sex and all that kind of, it was a paying a straight guy for something, right? Yeah, right. So like, what the fuck he's talking about? Of course we're gonna use the word faggot.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wants to try to be respectful, I guess. It may be a personal thing. I don't know, but
I respect everyone too. You know what I'm saying? If I meet you,
what do you
come on my Twitter and you're like. Like,
well, let's talk about that.
Let's go for it.
Why do you feel like the word faggot is important to use?
Because it discriminates the fucking fags and the gays.
Okay. That's definitely one thing. Do you think that the word has a certain amount of power to it?
Hell yeah. To call someone a faggot? Mm-hmm. Think about that.
You
can just get away with it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be trash to call me a faggot.
Do you feel powerful when you use the word in reference to the fags that serve you?
Yeah, when the fag just sits there and doesn't say anything about it, or like mm-hmm. enjoys it, or has a smile on their face. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I personally believe that the word every single faggot that I've ever known, including myself, when we hear a man call us a faggot or use it. Casually, even just calling me faggot or something, there's like, it feels good to us. It feels like we're being recognized for what we actually are.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that.
That's huge, you know.
And just like you asked about, like, or I guess I mentioned the respecting, like, when I talk to you on Twitter tonight, like, at least I say, like, yo, do you have any limits or something? What did I say? Something, right? Something along the lines. Like, I ask you if you, like, you're cool with the word faggot, I think, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And I said, well, that's what I am. And
I was like, all right, cool, faggot, you know your place. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, exactly. That's right.
So, fucking, you submitted, you're allowed for the fucking submission to happen, so. Yeah.
What? I'm sorry,
like,
what?
You're allowed for that to happen, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, of course. I mean, I'm not going to deny my nature. That's just what I was born to do, you know?
Damn right.
That's how I was born to be, so whatever. I mean, it's better to just be what you're born to be rather than try to be something else, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, I guess, I will let you go. I really enjoyed the conversation.
I said there'll be a part two, don't trip.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. And I really do appreciate you being, very, very honest in this interview. Like, it means a lot to me because, you know, sometimes people are trying to put on airs when they get interviewed, but you're very honest and even with your failings and stuff, which I do think is an alpha trait, you know?
Yeah.
So, thank you, sir, very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. Shout out to your podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
It don't even matter. They'll find it if they find it. Oh.
Okay. Go on a hunt, faggots. He's out there. But
thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
End transmission.
Like I said at the outset, Master Randy is very, very honest, and I didn't shy away from the tough questions about, you know, his weaknesses with drugs and that kind of thing. So I really admire him for being a stand-up alpha male and just admitting his mistakes and accepting criticism. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I know that there are probably a lot of alpha males that view him as weak because he admitted this, especially to a faggot on a faggot podcast. But it takes a certain strength of character. So I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of him for fighting back against drug addiction because it's not easy at all. So I've never really been that addicted to drugs. I'm addicted to dick, of course. But, it, once it gets its claws in you, it's hard to get back out, you know, without dying. So I admire that. And I just found him to be very refreshing, very honest, and very forthcoming. So thank you, Master Randy, for that wonderful conversation. And I hope that you guys all enjoyed it and learned a few things in the process. So with that said, I think I will let you go. Have a good night. I will talk to you this weekend. Okay? Bye.